I am Gary Colley. With Paul, I say, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, to the wise and unto the foolish. And so as much as is in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you also who are at Rome. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also unto the Greek. For therein is revealed the righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. It is a wonderful thing to have the gospel, and it is indeed the good news. But the backdrop of that good news is hell itself, and that's bad news. Of course, both of them are wonderfully given because in the backdrop of hell, there is the beauty of the Son of God coming to redeem man from his sins. Jesus, you know, was tempted in all points like as we are, yet he was without sin, Hebrews 4:15. He met and overcame temptation in the wilderness, and the devil left him, it says, for a season. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, this is recorded. In this wilderness trial, Jesus set forth principles, which are the pillar and the ground of the truth. As 1 Timothy 3:14 through 16 reminds us, the church of our Lord is the pillar and the ground of the truth. We are to undergird the teaching of the truth. And Jesus' statements are profound and characterize a way the Christian can defend himself against Satan and the lost condition that will take him to hell. Now, life does not consist of the abundance of the things which a man possesses, Luke 12:14 through 16 states, and bread alone, that is physical bread, does not sustain us, but rather every word, Matthew 4:4, that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, bread satisfies some natural cravings, of course. It is possible to have all that the world offers, and yet be destitute of the items for sustaining life now and beyond the grave. In 2 Peter 1:5-11, he said, give all diligence to add unto your faith virtue, and knowledge, and temperance, and patience, and godliness, and brotherly kindness, and love. If these things be in you to abound, he said, you'll be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see what's afar off, and he's forgotten that he was once purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather brethren, Peter writes, make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things ye shall never fall, and thus shall be richly supplied unto you an entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 5:11-14, we're told we're to be teachers of those that are about us, and we are to have the truth in our minds so that we may be able to teach it to others. We are to discern between good and evil and exercise ourselves in the doing of that. Now, those born again of water and the Spirit, that is, baptism in harmony with the Spirit's commands, they are distinguished from the world in that they are the spiritual persons rather than just the physical man giving healthy regard to their spiritual needs. You know, the outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, wherefore we faint not, but though our outward man is decaying, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which are but for a moment, work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight in glory, while we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. Now, my friends, material things will satisfy those who are spiritually dead, but they never satisfy the spiritual minded. A life of faith depends upon the word of the Lord, of course. For, indeed, Romans 10:17 says, now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord, or the word of God. Now, they are spirit and they are life is describing the word which God has given us in John 6:63. He said, the Spirit giveth life, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I have spoken unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And then again, Jeremiah said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Jeremiah 15:16. Faith is fed then by feeding upon the word of the Lord. Are you building your faith? It depends on the word of the Lord, my friend. Elders are commanded, of course, to take the word of the Lord and feed it to the flock. Acts 20:28-35. Now, they will not force anyone to eat, but they certainly invite us to come to these classes and to these services so that we may feed upon the word of God. You know, living as a Christian also stipulates that we give adoration to God. Jesus said in Matthew 4:10, in answer to the devil's temptation, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. when the devil offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the world, which he couldn't give, but he said he could, had he worshipped the devil in exchange for those things which he has promised, then of course the ratio would have been faulty. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16 and verse 16. The glory of the world is going to pass away, my friend, according to 2 Peter 3:8 through 11. And the devil offers fleeting things, doesn't he? And whosoever or whatsoever has the adoration of our heart will be crowned Lord of our lives and deemed worthy of praise. We should make the Lord our Lord and the God of heaven, the one whom we worship and serve. Now, Christians seek to be of service if they know what they're doing, and they should. Him only shalt thou serve, Jesus said, Luke 4 and verse 8. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God afore prepared that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2 verse 8 through 10. So in our daily work and in our daily lives, each must be conscious of serving the Lord and bearing others' burdens to fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6, verse 10. Whatsoever you do, Paul wrote further to the Colossian brethren, work heartily, as unto the Lord, and not unto men, Colossians 3 and verse 23. Well, an obedient life, then, does not make trial of the Lord our God, Luke 4, 12. Neither let us make trial of the Lord, as some of them made trial and perished by the serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them murmured, and perish by the destroyer. Now these things happened unto them by way of example, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There is no temptation that hath taken you, but such as man can bear. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 13. We need to resist the devil, do we not? And we need to resist that which would cause our souls to eternally be in hell. If we resist the devil, he'll flee from us, just as he did from our Lord. And if we are for God, and if God is for us, then, my friends, no one can successfully be against us. Let's overcome the tempter.